All right, the show kind of a little different start. It happens from time to time if we have some kind of technical difficulty with Compassion Radio, which we did today. And so we brought you the broadcast commencing at about 5:17, actually, because we were listening to some tunes, Lauren Daigle this morning. And so we usually get things rolling with weather and headlines at 5:30. But hey, it's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And Jason Kanz is on the line from his home in Eau Claire on this rainy Wednesday, the 7th of July. Good morning.
Well, we don't want to miss best 5 minutes of the day.
No,
so I'm glad you still called me.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, glad to do that. And so we'll get people caught up on the weather and headlines as we're able. And this morning, I guess because of the way the program is starting here, what's on my mind is just when the unexpected happens, and it always does, right?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good point. So often I think we come up with ideas and plans that we want to see through, and then they don't. And I think there's really something beneficial about trying to stay present to the moment. I think that was probably one of the strengths that Jesus had, was his ability to be present to whatever was going on around him at the time. And yet how hard that often is. We're either re-grappling with things that have happened in the past, or we're anxious about the future rather than staying present to the moment.
This is like a forensics team. This is like extemporaneous speaking. I just throw out whatever topic, you have no idea, and then I just say, talk on it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a good point. And maybe it's because I'm trying to be present to the moment right now.
Yeah.
You know, but just to kind of give an insight, I mean, my background or my brain in the background is like running 100 miles an hour thinking, okay, what do I want to say about this? A few years ago, I did this summer course in Door County, and one of the things that they had us do, which was, I think, my favorite activity of the week. So just to kind of give a background, it was a course in improv and applied.
I remember. Yeah, I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And my favorite thing that we did was it was called 1 minute, and you would stand up and they would give you a topic, and immediately you had to start talking about it for 1 minute. And it was just a fascinating activity to kind of watch. And
yeah,
so I think that's a little bit of what we're doing.
It is a little bit, except
knowing what you're
together, we have more than 1 minute to fill. But yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, I think coming back to that idea of really trying to stay present to what is going on,
right?
You know, whether it's in a work setting, at home, in our families, to just be prepared to pay attention to what it is that's happening and stirring.
Along those lines of basically introducing this idea that you never, the life throwing you the unexpected, in a mm-hmm. broader sense, I can often say just like, life is crazy. I could say that to you, my wife, a good friend. But as my wife and I think her pushback, like recently we've kind of said, but compared to what? Like, what did we think life should be like, right? We have this conception that it should just be like sunny and 70 all the time. And according to who?
Yeah. I think, you know, and it ties into the quote we talked about yesterday. You know, I think that's exactly right. What you're saying, I think, stirs for me, too, because I think that's right,
mm-hmm.
that we want things to be, we want to be shiny, happy people. And,
right.
And I, as you're right, I think that's not the reality. It certainly hasn't been for my family for the last dozen years or so.
Sure. And it's trying to work that out, I think, most immediately, right, with God, with the Creator.
Yeah.
And even in, we have our tacos and prayer last night. There's 5 different points of prayer. The usual prayer acronym, ACTS, ACTS, adore, confess, thanksgiving, supplication. We put lament in there after adore. But, I mean, it is just as you go to get wrestling, and I think there's different things. We got some news about something, in a person we cared deeply about in Liberia yesterday that was, I mean, I had to be honest, like, God, I can't grieve right. I'm angry with you. Like, how could you let this happen?
Yeah.
I don't understand. And that's, thank God for the Psalms, because that's okay. He can handle it, right? So,
yeah. Yeah, and I would honestly say not only can he handle it, I think he would prefer we bring that stuff
mm-hmm.
to him. Mm-hmm. He knows it already anyway. So we might as well bring all the hard emotions to him as well.
But I just wish more, and maybe I'm just missing out, but I wish more of Christian media and more of the church demonstrated that. And in the little corner that I get to be on, I've tried over the years to bring that and say, you know, I'm grappling with God over you name it. So, anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm grateful for that in you.
Thank you, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so the Bucks in the NBA Finals, game one last night. Giannis did play, and kind of throughout the day, he went from, you know, to questionable to probable, and there he was. So.
Yeah, and he had a pretty good game. Mm-hmm. The exciting thing about, okay, the Bucks lost. Hate to bury the lead, but mm-hmm. the Bucks lost. But there's another game on Thursday, and here's the thing. During this series, they've lost their first game usually.
In the playoffs.
And then we haven't started out the greatest.
Right, so this is sort of expected.
Even against Brooklyn, they lost the first two on the road. And remember, the second one, they got absolutely blown out, and they still won the series.
Right. And I know we're not supposed to be superstitious, but I almost would have worried if we would have won this game.
That's another whole level of fandom there.
Yeah.
I think every game and every series is different. And so, you know, working their way back, don't fret. There's still plenty of time.
Yeah. And the last time they were in the finals, 1970, right?
74.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was a 12-year-old in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And wasn't that the year of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Was he on that team?
He was with the team. He sure was.
So everybody, let's support those Bucks. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. The first in a lifetime.
Right. So Drew Holiday kind of underplayed. But I don't know, Caleb, you said you didn't watch the fourth quarter. What's going on?
Yeah, I just I missed the first quarter because I thought it was recording and it wasn't. Ah. And then by the fourth quarter, to be honest, I was frustrated and I had better things to do with my night. So
there you go. I stuck with it for me as a tried and true fan and saw it through to the end, but hoping for better results on Thursday.
I'm proud of you. So you're a great fan, Mark.
I guess I'm not a tried and true fan.
Not enough sleep last night. Well, the other night on America's Got Talent on NBC, resident formerly of Western Wisconsin, Madeline Bailey was on the program. She's a native of Boyceville. And this is, I posted it even on my personal Facebook page because I think this is a great example of somebody turning lemons into lemonade. Give it a listen.
I am originally from Wisconsin, born and raised in a very tiny town where there were more cows than human beings.
So why AGT?
I mean, the dream for me is to sing songs that I've written that I love, get it out to as many people in the world as possible. Yeah.
So what are you going to do for us tonight? What is this song tonight?
Yeah, so with posting content on the internet, it inevitably comes the trolls. And so I thought I would take the hate comments from my YouTube videos and turn them into a song.
That's a good idea.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh,
Madeline Bailey from Boyz II.
Love that.
I want to hear more from her.
I do too.
She has a good voice.
She has a great voice. She's witty. She just owned that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And again, I love that she, again, turns things back and not to say, well, let me get back at all the people who are mean to me on YouTube, but just say, hey, I'm going to use this to make something great and, make a tapestry of.
And it is probably the most relatable song she could do because all of us have posted something and had somebody say something negative or correct us. And boy, it's such a storm cloud. But she's just like, okay, I'll take that. Life, you unsubscribed.
Life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
What a great example.
Just something kind of fun and lighthearted here on a Wednesday morning, the Wib Wake Up Show. Caleb, Susan, Halvo. Real American towns named after foods.
These are incredibly thought-provoking. I'm like, who would name their town this?
I'm trying to figure out how they pair a high school mascot with these.
Like Hot Coffee, Mississippi?
Grape, Michigan? Not sure if it's red, green, or cotton candy, but Grape, Michigan.
Oatmeal, Texas.
Hominy, Oklahoma. Hominy.
You could visit or even live in T, South Dakota.
Hmm. Oh, yeah? Well, how about Toast, North Carolina?
How about Tomato, Arkansas.
You can pronounce it any way you want. There, right across the border, Artichoke, Minnesota.
And don't forget about Rabbit Stew, South Carolina.
Okay, I was just thinking if Wisconsin, we should have a cheese curd, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or avocado toast, California.
We do have Colby.
We do.
Which is in the Wib listening area.
Indeed.
True. I'm trying to think what would be some other iconic food, like maple syrup, Minnesota.
I mean, mushroom. Can a town be named Mushroom?
Yeah. Where would that be? I don't know. Or how about, Bagel, New York.
Cold pizza.
There you go. Just like naming paint colors, we are available to name your town here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
For a reasonable fee. Josh Baldwin.
Americans spent 44% more time streaming video in the fourth quarter of 2020 than they did in 2019. So,
leave it. COVID. Everyone's home.
Right. But now with the pandemic hopefully winding down, the streaming wars, they say, really begin in terms of who's going to stay and what services will they keep.
Well, and this is the thing now, too, because everyone is making a grab to have their own content. So, for instance, what is it? One of the newest ones, Paramount Plus, with CBS content. So it's, well, we're not going to allow our content to be on Netflix anymore. We're going to create our own streaming service. So then it becomes, which ones? It's basically like cable or Dish, but with streaming, because it's, well, if I want this show, I have to buy this one or this one. And so there's so many options. It's. Do I even want any of them?
Yeah.
Yes, I do, unfortunately. But
I was going to say, I don't think my streaming will go down 44%. I have my shows and I really like them. But I do believe that we thought that paying for cable was just horrendous. You know, $100 a month, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But if you add up the streaming services, you got quite a few.
I think what's interesting is what Peacock does. Now, this is less successful. They say they've had 42 million U.S. signups, but they offer, it's $4.99 if you can tolerate the ads, or $9.99 if you want it ad-free. So to me, that's an interesting
offer. As someone who's in the advertising business, it's just like, yep, let's not have ads completely eliminated. It helps people support their families.
Right, yeah, if you can put up, right? But the same thing kind of with Hulu. I mean, you can get it, I think, with or without ads.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I get really tired of ads, I actually mute it, shut my eyes, and pray. Mm. Who knew? That, I don't know if I'm trying to justify watching TV. I pray during the ads.
With so many things ad-free, though, you're missing that siren song of a sibling calling you from the living room where there's a program that you always wanted to watch and you went to go to the bathroom or get a snack or whatever. It's on!
It's
and you'd like dash back to get there in time. Again, kids, there was no pausing of TV back in the day.
No, there
was
not.
You watched it when it was on or you taped it on a VCR.
That's right. Yeah, this is interesting. It's interesting to see who's going to make it. I think for sure Netflix, they say, is the most successful.
But Disney, right from the outset, they've been strong and they continue right up there at the top tier.
Yep. So.
I've been very pleased with Disney, I will say that.